Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best podcast in the world. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast. And here are your hosts, Dennis Piccolo.
Hello, everyone.
And me, Nick. All right, let's get it on. This one is going to be a hard one for some people, as I think everyone is pretty much affected by the corona crisis. Yes. All right. We got to do some stuff about this one. We're going to drop loads of episodes about it. This one is just the kickoff for this series about it. So today we're going to do the basics. Actually, most of you guys probably don't have that much stuff at home. And we want you to build your own home gym.
Yeah. So this series will be about how to work out at home from, let's say, having nothing at all and no equipment available to the basics, which are like a pull-up bar, some dip stands, and some rings with some resistance bands to you have everything anyway and you can keep working out like you did in the gym. So we won't lose too much time on the third point probably. So I think the most important thing, especially for calisthenics people starting out, is saying, I know in some countries, you can still go to parks, for example, in Italy, here in Austria, for example, they completely block that, so you can't work out in parks. And you, we would advise you. Yeah, exactly. And you can, but you're not allowed to. You pay a hefty fine if you do. So really, maybe avoid going to parks, especially with other people, because if you go there with other people, you just endanger yourself and others, and probably families of others and yourself. And one thing to note is, even if you feel healthy, it doesn't mean that you don't have it. So just keep that in mind to begin with. And from now on, I think we will just purely talk about sport and what to do at home.
I have to say something about it too. Yeah. Yesterday, I got sent a video of an athlete of mine, and they were in a park in Germany, and there were like 40 people on the bars. And I was like, how can you be that stupid right now? I mean, that's definitely a crowd. Yeah. You shouldn't do that. And that's the point. If you go out and train right now, maybe with your rings on a tree somewhere alone, that's completely okay. Do it. It's good to get some fresh air and do your workout. I definitely recommend it to still train on, definitely. But avoid the crowds. And it's just stupid. If one of the people there does the virus have in him or in her, he's probably the one who affects the rest of the 40 people.
Yeah.
And you never know who has it. It could be even yourself, and you don't know it, and you affect all the other people, and maybe the grandfather of your best friend who's with you on the bars dies because you were so stupid to do this.
Yeah.
This is really something I want you to tell. Don't do this. Go for your workout, but do it alone with your rings on a tree somewhere.
Yeah. And in some countries there, they still haven't gone through big measures to stop this. But from the statistics and how everything's evolving, it will get there. And the sooner you stay home, the better it is, even if the government doesn't say so. Like, it's not that the moment government says, yeah, don't leave your house, that the epidemic stops or starts stopping. It stops the moment you don't go out. So just think about that, and then, of course, it's your decision.
It's definitely up to every individual person right now. That's so important to say. So what you're going to do now is, if you have the chance to do so, we want you to build your own home gym. As this right now, and I'm talking to all the street lifting athletes right now, this is your chance to get ahead. As most of the guys probably don't have the chance to build their own home gym. If you do it right now, as you have the chance, you're gonna be ahead. Yeah, there will be the time after coronavirus where you can definitely go back to competitions, all that stuff. And that's gonna probably by the second half of the year when everything starts on being normal again. I hope so. I hope everyone stays healthy. Nobody gets affected too hard by it. Yeah, it shouldn't be like in Italy right now, everywhere. So if everything works out well, we're going to see us again on a healthy way. And then I want you to be as strong as possible. So yeah. If you have the chance, order it now. And you have the chance to order it on several online websites to get all the stuff you need. And we're going to tell you and help you what you're going to need for real right now.
Yeah. So do you want to start with the equipment? Do you have maybe a shopping list of stuff you really need?
Actually, I do. let's start off by the complete beginning of it.
Yeah. That's the standard things everyone needs and everyone should have at home who's serious about sport. I mean, a pull-up bar, which can...
Actually, I would start with rings.
You don't even need a pull-up bar to hang up rings. It's true.
Get your rings. And if possible, we already talked to Via Fortis. And you just can definitely order them there and use actually our promo code.
Yeah. So with strength and skills, you get 10% off.
Yeah, strength and skills 10, you get like 10% off. All the money that comes from there goes into calisthenics events in the second half of the year. That's what we talk to them. So you definitely... helping the community to get ahead after that. But yeah, as I said, rings, pull-up bar, that's going to be the good ones.
Yeah. And if you want to be fancy, you can get like some dip bars, and resistance bands are important too.
Definitely.
And then low parallettes and high parallettes if you want to have the full thing. And that's what I had for the first 5 years of working out. I had a belt too and some weights actually, but that's everything I needed to like get strong in the beginning, especially for skills. It makes it easy. But if you want to get better in street lifting, and you will need some more stuff. Probably the best solution is to get a whole squat rack with pull-up bar built in, since you can load it. Pull-up bars that you hang in a door frame or on the wall, if the wall is not extremely stable, it will be hard to put a lot of weight on them. And you find squat racks that have a decent pull-up bar, that even have dip bars. I think the one you ordered actually has, you can build in a dip stand, right?
Actually, I bought myself pretty good rig. With pull-up bars, dip bars, and squat rack in there. So I'm going to put that into my basement, and it's a pretty small room, but it fits. I call it the dungeon. and I will keep on training as soon as it arrives. So I still can train in my own flat. I do have my pull-up bar and rings, and going to do some pistol squats and stuff like that. But for for everyone who's thinking about it, for all the street lifters, yes, you don't need to do muscle ups. You can still just do normal pull-ups. So if you have the chance, get yourself a squat rack, get yourself a barbell, get yourself enough weight, put up some rings where you can also do your pull-ups, chin-ups, and your dips on, and then you're ready to go. Yeah, you still can do some rows on the rings. You still can do the push-ups on the rings. You're pretty good to go if you have a squat rack, a barbell, some weights, and some rings. That's it. And that's just the corner in the living room. Done. You're good to go. And if you invest now, from we are here right now in Vienna, if you order now, it's around about $500. Yeah. And that's a good investment for a gym at home.
Yeah, a good barbell will stay good for ages. Weights too, like, it's a lifelong investment. And even if you don't need it, you can sell it for a good price, since it doesn't like lose quality over time. It's stuff that stays good. So even if you don't think about keeping it, you can sell it afterwards.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's mostly what you need right now. What you also can do if you need a pull-up bar, we also teamed up with Pull-Up and Dip. This is another company that sells like a pull-up bar that you can switch up into also a dip bar. Mm-hmm. That's a cool one, because you can put it up on the wall and use it as a pull-up bar and dip bar. There's also a code there, Strength and Skills 10, again. And also here, with all the companies we teamed up, all the money that comes from there goes into next year's, or this year's, by the end of the year, calisthenics events. Yeah. So this is all for the community. We're trying to help you out as much as possible. Yeah, that's mostly it.
And they have good dip, or I think barrelets too.
It could be.
Pull up and dips, yeah. They have very decent ones. And lastly, we teamed up with Gornation too for rubber bands and all the essentials. And we will explain later how you can use them to still build mass. So very good.
That's how we're gonna help you. So what's very important right now? Don't put yourself down now because you can't train. We want you to train, and we want you to definitely make gains. So just because you train at home now doesn't mean you don't train hard. I think right now you should train harder than ever.
Yeah,
and that's no joke or just a motivational speech and stuff. Like that. Yeah, you gotta be ahead now. Especially for all those who are competition athletes. Right now, this is the chance. If you don't back off, you have the chance to get ahead of all those who are not in that mindset right now. Yeah. So keep on going. Make sure you're the one who's definitely making the gains now. Make sure you're going to be ahead. Let's do this.
Yeah, and if you're an athlete that always thought about, like, you did something here and something there and thought about learning a skill, now you have all the time in the world to learn your first handstand push-up or your first front lever. You're at home, you have time, and you can dedicate yourself completely to it, and you have not an excuse that you think you will be losing mass if you don't use weights. Because first of all, it's not true. Second of all, you find a new way to use the levers of your body to create overload, and you will get stronger.
Exactly. That one's for all those who are not too much into calisthenics and listening to this episode right now. we do know how to get strong now. We do know how to really make some mass now, just with the body weight. And you definitely can hit us up, shoot us messages, and we're gonna help you.
Yeah,
that's an important one. Yeah.
Should we start off with what to do at home?
I think we're going to keep that for the next episodes.
For the next episodes. Okay. Yeah.
So now you know what to do, what you have to order. Yeah, get your equipment, get your rings by VF Otis, get your pull-up and dip bars by pull-up and dip, get your rubber bands by Gonation. Every time with the promo code strength and skills 10. Fucking hell, I feel like I'm an advertiser.
Yeah. Me too. But we're not making anything out of it. It's for events, it's for you guys, for us of course too. And just that once this is over, we can, like, I think it's a good time for many people that have just trained in the gym their whole life and don't know what it means to train at home, or to maybe learn a skill, or to really use your own body and not outside weight to do certain stuff, to get closer to this sport, maybe get passionate about it, and start like learning new skills, having fun with it. For me, it was like that. 8 years ago, I started working out at home. For 7 years, I worked out at home. So,
especially, yeah,
it's possible.
One thing fun. I would like to give to those who are still here. Just because you're training at home with your body weight doesn't mean you gotta mix up your complete normal workout plan.
Oh yeah. That's an important one.
You can definitely make that work with several different exercises. And it's just how do you adapt your exercise selection to the given circumstances. And that's a very important one. So when I look at my plan, usually my day one starts off with some back squats. And when I did my back squats, I got to do some paused handstand push-ups, and then some calf stuff, some ring push-ups, ring dips, face pulls, and some single leg RDLs. And most of that stuff I can adapt to. So here's what I gonna do today. Yeah. So I just want you to give a little example to you, so that you know you can adapt your normal plan to the given circumstances. So what I'm gonna do is I can't squat today, probably, as my rig and all that stuff didn't arrive yet. Hopefully it's on the way. I'm knocking on some wood. what I'm gonna do is doing some pistol squats, doing some normal handstand push-ups. I still can't do that at home. The next one would be calf raises. I still can't do that at home. It's going to be a little bit different, but I still can do that. And I'm going to use some rubber bands for that.
Yeah. Or you can always take a backpack, put some books in it, and
definitely.
It works too.
I do have my rings here, so I can do my ring dips. That's what I'm going to do. And if I want to make it a little bit harder, do some Bulgarian ring dips. That's an easy one, as I don't have weights. The next one's going to be face pulls on the cable, usually. Now I do it on the rings. That's an easy one. And the last one's going to be a single leg RDL, and I still can't do that just with the body weight.
Yeah. Or so, you get your bottles of water, you hold...
Nothing changes. Yeah. I can still put some books into my backpack, as Dennis already mentioned, and use that as my weight. My body doesn't know what weight it is. It's just a contracting muscle in the end, and that's it. So yeah. Make the work. Do the work. Do it. Make it possible. What the fuck?
Well, then here in the next episode, we will talk about probably the bare bone solution, so you have nothing at home and you didn't listen to us this time and get your stuff. And we will give you a way to still work out as well as possible on what you can do.
Yeah. We try to unleash an episode per day now about this topic so that you can hear the stuff daily. All right. See you in the next episode. Catch you later. Keep on staying healthy. Stay fucking at home.
Do it.
And take care.